Cincinnati theatergoers are in for a treat again this year as the Ensemble Theater Cincinnati brings their holiday musical. And this is a favorite from years past. It is The Frog Princess by David Kaiser and Joseph McDonough. Joining me this evening is the producing artistic director and director of The Frog Princess, Lynn Myers. Welcome.
So glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, The Frog Princess takes a bit of a spin on a traditional fairy tale.
It's a little bit of a spin in that it might weave some contemporary values into it, but essentially what's wonderful about it is this Russian folktale from centuries ago is still really relevant today. The music has been spectacularly updated, and we have not produced this show in 12 years. It was the very first show we commissioned from David and Joe many years ago, and it's really exciting to see it refreshed, renewed, and ready for everybody to come enjoy it.
So you're going to be having some parents bringing their kids who came as children when it first came out.
That's what's so wonderful. We had a teacher. We have the Fairy Godmother program, which serves over 1,700 children, to see the show for free. And one of the teachers last year was there with her class, and she said, "I was a Fairy Godmother kid. I was one of the first kids to see these shows." And now here she is teaching her own kids. So yes, it's really exciting that the next generation of little ones are coming to the previous generation, to the previous generation. It's a family, multi-generational event.
I do want to take a moment because the Fairy Godmother program is such an important and generous program that ETC does. Give us a little background on that.
Well, Ginny Hoffman was a wonderful founding member of Ensemble Theater when they had a resident company. And Ensemble was founded by people who wanted a resident company in Cincinnati, a resident theater dedicated to hiring local professionals. And Ginny was part of that. I had the great pleasure of directing her in A Streetcar Named Desire many years ago in 91 at Ensemble as a guest. And Ginny, sadly, not long after that, passed away very suddenly from ovarian cancer. And her family at the time, her husband and two children, you know, they wanted something that wasn't just flowers and a little memorial. So the founding artistic director, David White, put together the Fairy Godmother show. One show, 12 kids, people donated. And over the many years since her passing, that Fairy Godmother program has now grown to, this shall be 13 performances, 1,700 children, and three special sensory performances because of our Hunter Heartbeat program. It's a way to make sure that Ensemble, while it's in the midst of this wonderful renaissance in OTR, never loses the vision that it is a theater dedicated to serving and contributing to our community.
And of course, ETC contributes to the community in so many ways, including employing and utilizing the talents of local artists.
That's right.
David Kaiser and Joseph McDonough,
yes,
are both Cincinnati residents.
Absolutely. And they've now written 10 shows together. Once they were introduced by ETC, sort of I played matchmaker, and that was a whole lot of fun because that match has worked really very well. And if you look at the cast of Frog Princess, you have some of the best people in Cincinnati right there on our stage. The amazing Deb Girdler will play Old Bones, which is scary, but not too scary. So whether you're 7 or 77, it works for you. Brooke Steele will be the wonderful Prog Princess, Vasilisa, Patrick Phillips, Yvonne, Michael Bath, and Darnell Benjamin will play Burgess Bird's son, and Burgess is the Tsar of Russia. And yes, there were female czars. We did our homework. So it's a wonderful, wonderful ensemble. Sarah Mackey, Lisa DeRoberts, and then some marvelous people doing their first show with us, which are part of our apprentice company, and Kayla, who's back from last year's apprentice company. So it's a true ensemble to present a multi-generational holiday classic that isn't about a holiday. So you can celebrate anything at Frog Princess. I just had the joy of seeing not long ago the wonderful ballet Wizard of Oz that Cincinnati Ballet did a spectacular job presenting. And as I looked around that audience filled of all ages, all sizes of people, I thought, what a wonderful thing to come together and celebrate that. And now I'm hoping more people will come back and have a multi-generational experience with Frog Princess.
Well, I always love the fact that it's like sitting down with your children and opening up a wonderful, colorful storybook and having the story come to life in front of you. The sets and the costumes are always so amazing.
They're beautiful. I have to say, Brian Marion is always outdoing himself from show to show, but this is just gorgeous. Tones of gold and black and gem-colored velvet costumes that Mary Murphy has created. And the soundscape under Matt Callahan and sound design with David Kaiser's wonderful music, it's going to really fill the theater with a lot of joy.
Now, you said it's been 12 years. Have you had people asking for this show
again? We have. It's one of the ones that people ask for all the time. And when we do surveys for subscribers, this is actually the most requested holiday show. And I think it's because so many people remember it slightly. Well, you know, it was commissioned 20 years ago, so, and then not presented for 12, that I think people really like the idea of seeing something fresh. But they remember the frog, and they remember that it was a little bit of a twist. This is not the Frog Prince. It is the Frog Princess. In a year celebrating strong women, it is absolutely appropriate to do it again.
Well, it's kind of interesting because people who are familiar with the Frog Prince, the princess encounters the frog. Mm. But this is a Russian fairy tale which involves a lot of travel, a lot of conflict.
And a lot of self-discovery. I remember David Kaiser having listened to an interview with Robert Bly about male shame. And that was one of the things that drew him back to this story that he remembered from years gone by. So it is about coming to terms with us, not judging people by their appearance, not judging the world by the way everyone else pushes us to do so, but finding our unique way to contribute to the world. And the way to celebrate that is to see the world through fresh eyes. It is absolutely a parable of kindness. And what I think is a unifying factor, no matter what your political or emotional beliefs are in this world, I think one thing we all need is a little more kindness. So that was indeed a driving factor when people were asking to do it, and it has these strong female characters in it. Certainly the idea of unifying the world in December and early January with kindness was very intriguing.
And speaking of kindness, there is another production that happens at ETC during the holiday season, a very special one-evening performance. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking about that. That's a very dear to my heart show called Expectations of Christmas. And it is the only thing we do which is absolutely positively truly Christmas. Although it does have some other stories. We have a great Hanukkah story and some wonderful secular songs in it. But it's a benefit for our neighbors at Tender Mercies, which are literally so close to Ensemble's back door, we can reach our arms out and touch the building. It's a marvelous organization in Over the Rhine, serving adults that may have some disabilities and helping them get permanent housing and jobs. We're very proud to be their neighbors. So every year on December this 16th this year at 7 o'clock, we do a one show to celebrate them. All proceeds go to Tender Mercies. And what you will see on stage is really cool. You'll see all the favorites that you know, the Michael Baths and the Debs and the Sarahs and all of that. But then you also see members of the staff that never get a chance to shine. So Amy Barbian has a gorgeous voice, and you'll hear from many of the people behind the scenes. It's about an hour and 15 minutes long. And as I said, every dollar goes to Tender Mercies, and tickets for that are on sale now too. But it's a kind of our holiday Christmas card to the community. And it's a way for us all to come together in a gentle, relaxed atmosphere and share some stories new. So a wonderful, wonderful song created for it by David Kaiser, some new stories and some traditional favorites.
That's an important thing because people who have gone before may not realize it's different every year.
It is. It changes up a little bit different every year by who's doing it, who wants to sing what story may be more relevant. And the Hanukkah story was written actually for an apprentice who I wanted to be part of it, and I wanted her to be able to celebrate her heritage. So it comes into play depending on who comes to play with us every year.
And there's one more special gift to actors in Cincinnati that you do every year, and that is the Meals for Monologues, which will be happening December 9th through the 11th.
Yes, Meals for Monologues was conceived by Claire Simon, a Casting Society of America casting director out of Chicago. And she started this to have her open call do something more than this. Well, we've completely exaggerated the original idea here in that we have 3 days of auditions. Now, if you're someone listening who has always thought, oh, that'd be really fun to audition, I'd like to do a poem or a song or a monologue, I'd like for people to think about me for a play or a musical or, who knows, one of the dozens of films that come to Cincinnati every year, which Ensemble works with the Film Commission here in Cincinnati to do casting for, I say, come on in. What will it cost you? It costs you nothing if you would like, or you can bring a non-perishable food item for the Free Store Food Bank. Last year, we had 1,300 items, I think, were collected, over 1,000 pounds. It's so exciting to have people from the community come in, giving back donations to the community, and spending a few minutes with me, singing, dancing, whatever you want to do so that I know you. Ensemble is dedicated to the local professional and to the local want-to-be professional. And also with the amount of work that's in this city, a lot of times I will have someone in my file that another theater company or a film needs, and I'll be able to go, oh, yes, of course, so-and-so came in for Meals for Monologues. They're perfect. We also had an earlier version of this for actors with disabilities. We're having many more open small calls, but this is the big one. This is 3 days of anybody sign on up. You can sign on our website and come and join us. It's fun. It's for a great cause. And who knows where it might lead. Over 20% of the people that have come in and auditioned for Meals for Monologues have gotten some job somewhere because they came in and auditioned.
One thing we should also mention is they should bring in a photo, current photo.
Yes.
And if they've got a resume for acting.
Yes.
If not, just bring the photo
if
and
not,
contact
yeah.
information.
And that can be a selfie. That doesn't have to be anything fancy. Don't spend any money on this. It's just a picture that looks like you. And contact information, either on a resume if you have one, or if not, your contact information on the back of your photo, so I know how to find you.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Lynn Myers, director of The Frog Princess and producing artistic director at ETC. Lynn, thank you so much.
Oh, what a joy to be here. Thank you, Jim.
And I hope you have a very happy holiday.
And you.
For more information on The Frog Princess, Expectations of Christmas, Meals for Monologues, or anything else in the rest of the ETC season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
Ring the bells far and wide, let all of Russia rejoice. Bless each prince, bless each bride, let all of Russia rejoice. Rejoice,
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 rejoice.
This food, peaches, figs, pomegranates, scones, buns, tarts, candy, chocolate cake, and caviar. Look at all the riches, crystal china dishes, ruby, sapphires, diamonds, set in gold.
Rejoice,
look at all this food.
Rejoice,
it's all mine,
rejoice,
rejoice.
Look
at all this food, peaches, figs, pomegranates, scones, buns, tarts, candy, chocolate cake, and caviar.
Look at all the riches.